Look out, look out. Watch out, watch out. Look out, look out.
Oh, yeah, something about you.
Watch out, watch out.
Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the food bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the food bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's newest beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
LaTanja's professional tax service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tanja's professional tax services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-4091.
Attention small business owners. The Louisiana Department of Economic Development and Small and Emerging Business Development Program leaders are meeting in Alexandria on the 30th. Note the date, time, and place. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Best Western Hotel in Alexandria. Intermediaries from around the state will gather to review the Small and Emerging Business Development Program and receive updates on new policies and procedures. These meetings are designed to inspire, encourage, inform, and excite intermediaries as they look for ways to better support your business. You'll hear from these leaders. John W. Matthews, Executive Director, Louisiana Economic Development Small Business Services. Stephanie Reed, Louisiana Economic Development Business Development Officer. Joe Page, Chief Diversity Officer, City of Alexandria. And Martin Johnson, President, Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. Important information to help you succeed with your small business. This program is administered and supported by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation and the City of Alexandria and is co-sponsored by the Greater Alexandria Downtown Development Authority.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. On this Friday morning, January 4th, we welcome you to the OPT Network. And if you're just joining, it's 7:38 a.m. Central Standard. It's 8:38 Eastern Time. And on the West Coast, it's even earlier. It's probably about 6. It's about 6 on the West Coast. So we welcome all to the OPT Network this Friday morning. I tell you what, it has been an incredibly long week for those people who have had to stop and have their holiday in the middle of the week, and an incredibly short week for those kids who are headed back to school, but they are still on holiday. And so if you're traveling in this morning, as always, we like to remind you that those school zones are not in effect, but kids are out of school, and they're absolutely all over in every city. Every city, every neighborhood, kids are out and about. And I say this every single morning, especially when kids are out of school, because a lot of times kids
are outside of their neighborhoods. So we want to encourage you to stay engaged. Make sure that you're watching out for kids that are enjoying new bicycles and new headphones and who are text messaging and just not paying attention. So we want to encourage you to make sure that you're not only watching out for them, but watching out for others that are traveling in. And we know that the mornings can be, they can be hectic, where we're multitasking, we're doing lots of things trying to get there, but we want to encourage you to slow down, make sure that you give yourself enough time and get there safely. Well, it is finally the weekend. And I know that people are excited about the weekend. For many, the kids, this is their most, their last weekend before back to school on Monday. So they're going to be enjoying, and we are as well. It has been an incredible week. And you know what I was thinking? I was thinking as I was sitting getting ready for the show this morning, you know, the last couple of weeks before the new year, we talked about really not resolving to make resolutions, but creating other things that will help us to have a more prosperous and successful new year. And one of those things that we talked about was knowing who you are. And in that, I was thinking, don't let those dream bandits steal your dreams. I don't care if you started a diet on January 1 or January 2 and it hasn't worked out. You're here on the fourth day. Don't let those bandits steal your dream. This is what I want to say to those people that made resolutions on January 1 or January 2, or you are just deciding that no matter what happened this week is in the can. Today is a new day. Yesterday is over. Tomorrow is not here yet. We want to encourage you to stay encouraged. And you know what? Don't quit. Because if you don't quit, eventually you'll get it. You're on point, everybody. It's 7:41. We've got an incredible show lined up this morning, and we're talking to some amazing people that we'll introduce you to when we come back. So we're going to take a quick break here. Stay on point, and we're back right after this.
Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's newest beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies. Guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is an On Point Talk playback. Emmy Award-winning talk show host, Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz, we're so glad to have you back. And you know, of course, that this is Heart Month for Women. And you have the 28-day Prevent a Heart Attack plan. And I want to start by talking about that and how you came up with that.
Well, I know that a lot of folks are trying to quantify their lives in ways that are manageable. You know, 1 month's a pretty good time period to aim for. And you recognize you cannot get rid of a bad habit. You got to replace a bad habit with a good habit. So when it comes down to heart disease, and just for the women out there, you know, it's Heart Month, but we specifically are focusing on women's heart disease because you're the glue of society. It's your hearts that end up helping the male heart too. And so I've gotten some tips that you can use for your hearts. But the tax is you're going to spread the word to the rest of the family.
Hello, I'm Faith Ford, and I have been On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent.
And I've been On Point
with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT network. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:47 a.m. And this segment of the OPT network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. And like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides and surrounding areas for all of your home, auto, and life insurance needs. The number to phone is 318-487-1881. Also, Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, log on to their website at hicksonhasit.com. That's www.hicksonhasit.com. Also, Selah Beauty Supply. If you're looking for the best hair, the best wigs, the best extensions and accessories, well, Selah is where you'll want to start. They're at 4011 Lakeside, right here in Alexandria. It's behind Pizza Hut off of MacArthur Drive. Now, this morning, switching gears, you know, it's always our aim to bring you positive people doing positive things in the community. And this morning is absolutely no different. We want to introduce you to some amazing people from the team at Ryan's Restaurant in the Twin Cities, Alexandria, Pineville. Nicole Echelard is the marketing coordinator for Ryan's. She's visiting with us all the way from Fresno, California. Kim Young is the area director all the way in from Houston, Texas. And Rose Brown, of course, who is the manager right here in Alexandria. Ladies, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Good morning.
Nicole, did I pronounce your last name?
You sure did.
All right. Good deal. And so we welcome all of you. Rose, we welcome you back. And Nicole and Kim, we welcome you to the OPT Network for the very first time.
Thank you.
You guys have some amazing, amazing things that you're doing to connect with the community, Nicole. And I want you to talk about those efforts.
Well, our first thing and our biggest project that we've been working on is working with the YMCA. So this Saturday, actually, is going to be a benefit day hosted for the YMCA. All day, the 15% of our food cost profit will go to the YMCA.
15%.
Mm-hmm. It's a huge, at the end of the day, it's a huge amount. So we're encouraging people to come in and dine on Saturday and support the YMCA.
And you know, this is one of those things I talked about at the top of the show. This is the last weekend for most kids out of school, and it's a great opportunity for families to go mm-hmm. out and dine. But the money is not only helping the YMCA, it's also helping military families.
Yes, it is.
Those families who sacrifice so much so that we can be protected and experience the freedoms that we all love and have come to love. But really, we forget about those families that sacrifice their husbands and their wives that go and serve for us.
Exactly. And that's who it mainly, it supports them. And then when the husbands come back, it supports the reconnection of the family. So mm-hmm. it's a great cause.
And you know what? We never really think about the reconnection of the family and the sort of challenges. We're happy to have our loved ones home, but there is a reconnection that has to happen.
Yes, exactly.
And so you guys have set out and made it part of your mission as a way of giving back to the community to connect with the YMCA. Let's talk about how important that connection is.
The connection with the Y for us has been a huge contribution, and we also do other things to connect with them. We partner with different sing artists,
mm-hmm.
and we sell CDs, and those CDs, the profit goes to the YMCA. That's a national promotion for mm-hmm. us, so that goes to the national YMCA, which supports, we make around 100,000 depending on the CDs that we sell.
Mm-hmm.
We enjoy doing it. It's been a great partnership, and we hope to continue doing it. With
absolutely. And so, Kim, this event on tomorrow is going to be happening at the Ryans in Pineville, and you guys are super excited. I'm sorry, in Alexandria, and you guys are super excited about that.
Yes, I mean, on that day, we're going to have a spin the wheel. We have a Harley that's up for grabs as well.
Mm-hmm. And what does that mean, a Harley that's up for grabs?
We're doing a dice roll between 1 and 3, and you roll the dice. If you spell buffets,
you spell buffets.
Yeah, each dice has one letter on it. It's mm-hmm. pretty neat. And when you roll it, it goes across the board. And if you spell buffet, B-U-F-F-E-T, uh-huh. you win the Harley Davidson.
Wow.
So we also teamed with Harley, and they've allowed the bike to be in the restaurant for 2 or 3 weeks now. It's a gorgeous bike, let me tell you. Everyone walks in, they're like, oh, gotta have it.
Uh-huh. So what do you have to do to be able to roll the dice?
Just be dine in with us. Come in that day, dine in, you sign up, and from 1 to 3 is when the roll will happen.
On tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
In Alexandria.
Yes.
And so from 1 to 3 rows, what are you expecting that Ryan's is going to look like tomorrow?
Everybody in Alexandria is going to be there.
Alexandria and surrounding areas. And so you've got this big decked out Harley Davidson sitting, and I don't even know where it could sit because you guys are always jam-packed, but sitting at Ryan's. And so anyone that comes to dine in, all they've got to do is roll. So how many times do you roll?
You get one roll.
You get one roll.
Yes. Yes. It's really neat. It's fun to watch people try. You cheer them on and let them try to win it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And so, Rose, what are you guys doing to get ready for the influx of people that you're going to have on tomorrow? Because it's going to be huge.
Well, we staffed up for it. We got enough people to make sure that we have enough servers there to make sure that everybody have a pleasant experience.
Mm-hmm.
But we just want everybody to come with a good appetite. And we want them to make sure they tell all their friends
mm-hmm.
that they need to come and just from breakfast and lunch and eat with us so they can come between 1 and 3 and roll the dice. We're ready for them. We're just looking for everybody in the surrounding areas. If we can get 100 miles out, we'll be ready.
Absolutely. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to tell you more about what's happening at Ryan's, how you can connect with it, and how you can take your family out and support our military families and our YMCA. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this.
LaTanja's professional tax service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunky. Tanja's professional tax services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-4091.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval, federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm. Imagine it, and top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib, more tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Dallas Hickson, managing partner of Hickson Automotive, and I'm proud to be part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
This is Glenda Stock with McDonald's of Alexandria. I'm very honored and proud to be a part of On Point Talk, where we talk about the needs of women in business and in their homes and personal lives. I subscribe to the On Point Talk show with Carlette Christmas. I hope you'll do the same.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Terra Home. If you're looking for the most unique gifts, the best home decor, well, Terra Home is where you should start. They're located at 1355 Peterman Drive, right here in Alexandria. Also, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, taking care of our community with state-of-the-art technology. And don't forget about those free mammograms. If you're 40 years old or older, you're uninsured,
or underinsured, this is an opportunity that you cannot afford to miss. All you've got to do is phone 318-487-1122 and ask for Diane Kitts, and she'll tell you what you need to do to make that happen. Also, McDonald's of Pineville.
KAYT 88.1, Gina Alexandria.
And so if you're just joining this morning's conversation, we're talking about businesses that really work hard to give back to the community. And so often, you know, there are businesses in our community that we don't hear that are doing a lot of things to help help their community. And so when we hear about businesses that are doing that, we certainly want to trumpet that. And Ryan's is one of those businesses that has made a commitment to join with not only the local YMCA, but the national YMCA to give part of their proceeds, part of their profits to helping military families in our area through the YMCA. And they're having a big event on tomorrow, both the Twin Cities, Alexandria and Pineville, are going to be filled with excitement. But you guys have created or have done a remodel at both of those stores.
Yes.
So let's talk first about the Alexandria remodel, because it's the big one. It's the new one.
Yes. That's the most recent one that we've done. When you walk in, everyone's mouth says the same thing. Wow.
Uh-huh.
It's something. It's bright. It's colorful. It's fun. It's kid friendly for all the kids. They love it. Game room now, newly added.
And so, Rose, what kind of response have you been getting from the people that walk in and were not really expecting the grandeur of what it looks like, the amazing new look?
They're saying, where are we at? and eyes are just popping, you know, and just like you said, it's like, wow.
Uh-huh.
And everybody's commenting how good it looks and how colorful. It really is. When you walk in the door, it catches you from the door. There's no way for anybody to walk in if they've seen there's no remnants of any of the old.
Wow. You know,
completely out front. The front of the house looks wonderful. It's beautiful, bright colors. They grab you and makes you want to look and see everything. But the best thing I like is the game room. All the parents look at me and point their finger. And while they're pointing their finger, their children are in the game room. So the game room is right there. That used to be the small party room, but it's open. You can see inside. It's very beautiful. And I think everybody that did all the reconcept, the concept of it, and also the construction, they did an awesome job. It looks really, really better. You know, people can tell you stuff, and you can try to figure out what it's going
to
look
like. Try to visualize it.
Exactly. But when you see it, it's much better than what I thought it was going to be. It's beautiful.
And, you know, we were talking about New Year's resolutions, and a lot of people have resolved to eat healthier, to do better. And we were talking about Ryan's having some really good, healthy choices as well on the buffet and on the menu.
Yeah. With the New Year's resolutions, people think buffet themed, stay away from it. Really, we have such a huge selection with the grilled chicken, salmon. You have the salad bar that's endless, really. The fruits and vegetables, if you really want to splurge, we have even the sugar-free desserts.
That David Christmas so eloquently pointed out, he said, yeah, they even have sugar-free desserts over there. And then you've got great choices for the kids, and so it's all-inclusive. Kids can actually choose what they want to eat, and it doesn't impair what parents have to order, or you know, everybody has their own choice.
Yeah, and kids love it. They get to, you know, all the macaroni and cheese and pizza they want. And then in the end, they get to build their own ice cream.
It doesn't get any better than that.
No, it doesn't. No.
And so let's talk about what's happening over across the river in Pineville. So
just the Alexander. Pineville is already done.
They're Pineville, it does have the remodel.
Okay, all right. Good deal. So tomorrow from 1 to 3... in Alexandria, people can come out, and 15% of those proceeds is going to go toward.
That's actually all day. From 7:30 in the morning to close of business, every guest that comes in is going to get 15% of the profit goes to the YMCA. 1 to 3 will be the dice roll
for
the guests to win a Harley Davidson.
Okay.
So.
Good deal. So yes. From 1 to 3.
Is the Harley Davidson roll.
All right. And then all day.
Is 15% from the all day sales.
Mm-hmm.
Will go to the YMCA.
All right. Good deal. So it is an opportunity for everybody to come out and enjoy. So Kim, what have you seen since you've been here, and what are you expecting for tomorrow?
I'm expecting a huge crowd. Hopefully everybody will not eat tonight.
Kim doesn't want anybody to eat tonight. I said, well, Kim, they're going to eat tonight and tomorrow.
Well, you can come in the morning, give yourself a three-hour break, and then come back. That's all good.
You just blew somebody's program, Kim. Give yourself a three-hour break and then come back.
You take a nap, it's like waking all over again, you know?
Uh-huh. And so it's going to be a great time. A lot of people are expected to come out for this event. And, you know, if you hadn't thought about what you're going to be doing on tomorrow, what an excellent opportunity to go out and spend this weekend with your kids and your family and help military families as well. Because really, that's the big thing, isn't it, Kim, helping those military families?
It is. We have two huge bases near us.
Mm-hmm.
And we do see a lot of troops when they do come in. And we might just see them for about a week or two before they get deployed again. But it's nice to see families come in.
Mm-hmm.
And I know during the holidays, some of them are really missed. And it's just great to see that we can support the troops for all
Absolutely.
They've done. So.
Absolutely. And so, Nicole?
Yeah.
What do you want to remind people of? What's the last thing you want to leave our listeners with?
For tomorrow, don't forget to support the Y, of course. It's going to be a fun day all day. We'll have SpongeBob out there. We'll have balloon artists, face painting. The dice roll is the big thing. We have spin the wheel for all ages, kids to employees to adults to win fun little prizes. The fire department's going to be out there to support us, and DARE is going to be out there supporting us. Just come out and join us. We really want to see everyone come out.
Absolutely. It's going to be a big event, and you can go out and you can take your family out and be a part of the change that you want to see in the community.
Absolutely, Carlette. And let me just say this, because I think this is important. With most people, you know, change into their New Year's resolutions, you know, I'm one of those people,
mm-hmm.
you know, who struggle. But whenever I go to Ryan's to eat, there's always something there that I can indulge in without overindulging.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, they have the salads, the always fresh salads. They have the grill foods, you know,
mm-hmm.
the grilled fish, the grilled chicken, so you can stay away from, you know, it doesn't matter what type of diet you're on, whether you're on low calorie or low carb,
mm-hmm.
you can still go there and they can accommodate you without you over. It's a really good, healthy place to eat.
It absolutely is. And as we have embarked upon our journey, we have eaten there many, 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 many times. Many, many times. And so we do love the grilled fish, the grilled chicken, lots of healthy choices.
Now you're going to stepping back.
Let me just say, everybody knows the I mean, really, it is absolutely.
And according to the connoisseur of foods,
yes.
you really believe that Ryan's fried chicken is probably some of the best. And Rose's.
It's better than most chicken breasts. Yeah.
Yeah. That's one of our signature absolutely. Items. So
absolutely mm-hmm. wonderful. And, you know, they're always having to bring out more.
But, DC, don't, okay, those people, we don't want them to be thinking about that good hot fried chicken. Cause
well, you can always balance it out with a salad.
Yeah, fried chicken with a salad.
We know we're all on an
IC
diet. So.
Absolutely.
And most of the people who go there don't have the problem that I have, that I, you know, overindulge. Most people just, you know, eat what they want and leave the rest. I mean, but the choices are so huge.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter what you like. There's something there to appease you.
Absolutely. No matter what you like, I think that's right on point. There's something there to appease you, whether it's from your bakery or whatever entrees are there. It's something for everybody, something for the kids. So we want to encourage everybody to go out and help to be the change that you want to see, help to support the YMCA, and help to support those military families. Nicole, Kim, and Rose, thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. This is the official OPT Network, everybody. We've got to take a quick break, and we'll be back after this.
Attention small business owners. The Louisiana Department of Economic Development and Small and Emerging Business Development Program leaders are meeting in Alexandria on the 30th. Note the date, time, and place. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Best Western Hotel in Alexandria. Intermediaries from around the state will gather to review the Small and Emerging Business Development Program and receive updates on new policies and procedures. These meetings are designed to inspire, encourage, inform, and excite intermediaries as they look for ways to better support your business. You'll hear from these leaders: John W. Matthews, Executive Director, Louisiana Economic Development Small Business Services; Stephanie Reed, Louisiana Economic Development Business Development Officer; Joe Page, Chief Diversity Officer, City of Alexandria; and Martin Johnson, President, Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. Important information to help you succeed with your small business. This program is administered and supported by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation and the City of Alexandria, and is co-sponsored by the Greater Alexandria Downtown Development Authority.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the food bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Please support the food bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's newest beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin.
Because this is what I hear when you talk. Can I get a binky for baby Brian Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning. This is Jane Wright Velez, Executive Director of the Food Bank of Central Louisiana, and I would like to say thank you to Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us to provide hope to hungry people here in Central Louisiana. Thanks, Team OPT, for your support.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. Get all of the best channels plus HD. All you've got to do is phone 318-767-2220. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, is serving Avoyelles Parish and surrounding areas. For all of your auto, home, life, and banking needs, you can phone Kyle Wolf and his team, 318-346-6695. Also, Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. I tell you, I don't know. It seems like the week, for some people, it seems like it just drug by. And then for others, it seems like, oh my goodness, is it Friday already? Well, we want to remind you, and we just had an incredible conversation with Nicole, Kim, and Rose, all representatives from Ryan's and from different parts of the country. And of course, Rose Brown, who's the manager at the Ryan Steakhouse in Alexandria, that they're doing an incredibly wonderful thing where they are partnering with the YMCA and they are having an event on tomorrow to help to give back to military families. And so all of the proceeds, everything that you go in and spend and you take your family in to eat breakfast, lunch, or dinner, 15% of those proceeds is going to go to helping military families. And so, you know, we have got an incredible military presence right here in our area in Leesville and then right up the road in Shreveport. So we all want to help to be the change that we'd like to see. And we do that by helping and giving back, just going to have dinner. And we've been just laughing and talking about Ryan's and what a neat place it is to eat. And it's great for everybody. It meets all palates, no matter what you're craving, they've got it there. And one of the things that Kim said that they're most proud of, DC, is that with the remodels combined, they hired 70 new people in those stores, 70.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people in a time where a lot of people are looking for jobs and looking to be employed. So that's really, really good to hear. And it's always good to hear businesses giving back and trying to be the difference makers in our community. They also want us to let you know that those military people in the military will receive a 15% discount on tomorrow. So it is going to be a great event. And we are encouraging every single person that has got to eat somewhere, D.C., to eat at Ryan's in Alexandria on tomorrow.
Good.
So it's going to be a great time. But switching gears just a little bit, it's still bowl season. And a lot is going on with the bowl games. Of course, LSU kind of disappointed in the
Florida, too.
And Florida, too. And so Florida really, it was a big upset for the number four Florida Gators. I'm thinking number one, but number four. I know that they're number four. And got really upset by the Gators the other night from start to finish.
Yeah, they got upset by Louisville.
And then the Cardinals. And then what DC is saying and what most people who follow it says, you know, it's an upset for the SEC.
Well, most people think that the SEC is the toughest conference in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of the other schools around the country have a chip on their shoulders because they realize that everybody expects them to lose when they go up against the SEC. And so Clemson and Louisville has proven the pundits wrong,
mm-hmm.
because they went up against SEC powerhouses. Because mm-hmm. Florida and LSU are SEC powerhouses, and they both lost.
So what do you think happened to them?
I think they're believing the hype.
You think that they believe the hype?
Yeah, they're believing what people are saying. And they're going out there not giving it, you know, not wanting to win as much as the other teams. And those other teams are putting it on them.
And the most committed, we said, always win. And what I loved about the upset, the Cardinals and the Gators, is that Charlie Strong, who is the coach of the Cardinals, was the defensive coordinator at Florida for a long time. So this was a big, big deal for him coaching in this game. And to go in and win against his old team had to be more than amazing. And so it was just, these games have been, they've all been competitive and they've all been relatively good games with teams that just really wanted it, I think, more than the SEC teams. And so we've seen a couple of upsets, and a lot of people are still talking about the Alabama-Notre Dame matchup, and anybody you ask says unequivocally that Alabama is going to take it. And I think that there could be another upset. I really do. And nobody believes this, but when it happens, I'm going to come back and say, well, I kind of thought that this could happen.
I think Alabama's
I think that
be.
They Notre Dame might want it more.
They might, but you know, I don't think. I don't think they're going to beat Alabama.
I mean, why is it just so hands down that you think that they just Alabama is
well?
Beatable.
The fact that these other SEC teams have lost is
exactly.
given. What's my man's name, coach over there?
I don't know. I can't. I just drew a blank. But it's giving. I think it's giving other teams lifting power. It's giving other teams lifting power to know that the SEC is beatable. And I think that when you commit and you're counted out, I think that's what is the driving force for a lot of these teams. I think that, you know, for so long.
Nick Saban is going to have those guys so ready to play. The fact that Florida has lost already and LSU's lost, he's already telling them, look.
What's he telling them?
He's telling them, look, you can't go in there thinking you're going to win the game already. And they're going to be ready to play. He's going to use the fact that these other teams have lost to let them know you can lose, too, if you don't go in there and play your best football. And I'm telling you right now, I don't think Notre Dame has a prayer.
You don't think they have a prayer?
No, I think they're just outmanned.
Well, I think anything is possible. And
anything
I-
is possible. Anything is possible. We saw anything is possible
exactly.
with LSU losing.
Exactly.
Because nobody really expected them to lose to Clemson. And you know.
Nobody.
Nobody did. And nobody expected for the Louisville to beat
the
beat
Gators.
Florida. Nobody
yeah.
did.
Number four ranked
Gators. Nobody knew that they were going to win but Louisville. They believed that they were going to win it. They won it. And I think that is just what Nick Saban needs to tell his team. Look, y'all will be just like them. And y'all will lose this national championship thinking that these guys are going to lay down because they're not.
And so don't you think that also that the coach, Charlie Strong, he had, you know, I think he really, really wanted to beat his former team. I think he maybe somewhere in the back of his head felt like he had something to prove. And, you know, going into the Sugar Bowl, getting this huge win, just it's got to be great momentum. Not only for his coaching career, but for his team. And so we've seen a couple of upsets. We've seen a couple of things that the pundits never thought would happen. And I think it's possible again. So I think we'll just have to wait and see.
Absolutely. I think it's very possible, but I don't think it's going to happen.
It's possible, but you don't think it's probable.
I don't think Alabama is going to lose.
Well, you know what? Do you think it's going to be a good game?
I don't even think it's going to be a really good game. I think that they're just going to mow them down, Corlett.
You think they're going to mow them down?
I really believe they are. Now, you know, I could be wrong. I've been wrong a lot of times in my life, you know, but
now
with this right here, this is just what I think, feel, and believe. That's not to say that it's going to happen like that,
mm-hmm.
but that's just what I think is going to happen. I think Alabama is going to mow them down.
I think a lot of people.
They got a lot of running backs. They're touting their offensive line as the most powerful, biggest, agile offensive line in the last 25, 30 years. They're saying this is the most agile offensive line. You got to understand, right now, Alabama has an average. They have their running backs are getting 5 yards before anybody even touches them.
Mm-hmm.
An average of five yards before they even get mm-hmm. touched. I'm telling you, I don't even think this football team has even showed up yet this year.
Wow. So you think that the best is yet to be seen?
Yes.
Well, it's gonna be interesting to see, and I hope that even if Notre Dame does not pull off the big upset, I hope that it's a really good game.
Yeah.
Boy, I wish y'all could see his face. And everybody that I say, well, what do you think about the national championship, Alabama?
I think the upsets have already happened. I think
you think that's it for the upsets.
Yeah, I think that's it for the upsets. Louisville and Florida. That was a huge upset. Louisville to beat Florida like that.
Uh-huh.
LSU, you know, it could have kind of went either way. Those teams were good match. They had the same record. The only difference was LSU was playing more SEC teams
right.
than Clemson. But you know, Clemson had some standout individual players that won it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the wide receiver and the quarterback, they just wanted it, and they showed up and showed out.
And you know what? I guess the reason why I love, and we love sports anyway, but the reason why I love talking about this is because in all of these matchups, you just see who wants it the most. And you see these teams that refuse to quit, refuse to say die, and they, you know, they just keep pushing and keep pushing. And that's something that we can really use in everyday life. You know, if you want it badly enough, no matter what people say, no matter what those dream bandits say, if you just don't quit, then, you know, great things happen. And we're seeing it. We're seeing it throughout this bowl season. And we'll just see what happens in the national championship. We're looking forward to it. And I know lots of football fans are. But right now, we've got to take a quick break. It's 8:30. It's Friday. It is the weekend, baby. I tell you, you're on point. We'll be back right after this.
The 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina Alexandria.
Tanja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tanja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-4091. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval, federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA, Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Arlette Christmas, the official OPT Network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with a heart, and the credit union that's dedicated to excellence. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. And Davis One Stop, whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. Well, this morning, if you're just joining us, we're talking about all sorts of things on this amazing Friday. We hope that your week went well. I tell you what, for some people, DC, coming out of the chute, getting started with the New Year's resolution, for some people, it was tough. And some people have made it to the end of the week and they're just not sure where they are. And that's why I think that New Year's resolutions can be, sometimes they can be a little bit disheartening. Because if it doesn't work out the way that you had expected within the first week, then you just kind of look at it as a fizzle and people quit. But if you just look at finding yourself, and you know what? As we talked about those three questions, who are you, why are you, and where are you? What we're going to do over the course of the next months is we're going to bring people in to talk about those three critically important questions. Because a lot of people, and I don't know that there's just anybody that necessarily has it all figured out about who they are, why they're here, and where they are in the process. But if we can begin to open up the dialogue to that conversation and not just let it be something that we talk about every once in a while, but we start to really begin to search ourselves for our own truths and start to uncover who we really are. And I don't know that anybody has just arrived in that area. I think we're all still a work in progress. But if we start to open up those ideas and that thought, that line of thought, then I think it helps to make those resolutions, because sometimes we just say things because we know it's what we need to do, what we should do, what people expect us to do. But we really, and it's like DC talked about all of last week, talked about getting ready mentally. And a lot of people know that they need to get ready mentally, but really, somewhere deep inside, you want the results, but you don't want to commit to do the work. And then when you set yourself up and you make this big announcement to the world that you're on a diet, or that you have, you're stopping the cigarettes, or you're stopping alcohol, and then a week later somebody says, well, what happened? You're done already? And then it just creates a lot of disappointment instead of just figuring out internally who you are. And I think when you deal with the emotional aspects of who you are, it helps the process. It helps the eating or the drinking or the smoking or whatever it is that you're resolving to do differently, or the procrastination. Sometimes it's not even those big things. Sometimes people have just procrastinated for months and months and months and years and years and years, and they've decided, you know what, I'm not going to procrastinate anymore in 2013. I'm going to get better. And then they still find themselves procrastinating. Well, I think a lot of that has to do with it being an inside job, it being a job where we have to know ourselves intrinsically and internally, know who we are, know what we like, what we want, what we expect from ourselves before we can even branch out and do any of those things that are helpful for ourselves. And so if you will write that question down, even if you don't literally write it down, make a mental note about this year, finding out who you are, who you really are, beyond your job, beyond your title, beyond your things, beyond being a mom, you know, who are you really? And then when you start to just ask yourself that question, it starts to unearth so many things that I think people just don't want to deal with. And that's why we never really find out who we are truly on the inside and get in touch with our true selves. And I'm seeing it every day. I'm seeing it just even in the way that we express ourselves, the way that we present ourselves. And it's all about being able to trust who you really are. And in order to do that, we all have work to do. And so just fruit for thought this morning, just wanted to put that back out there. And I know a lot of people are at the end of the first week of the new year. And, you know, there's some disappointment and you can feel it. You can feel that disappointment because that food is still calling. You know, all the sweets aren't gone from the holidays, or you just didn't feel like going to the gym because it's just too darn cold, you know. And so next week you'll start. And so every week it's a different week. But I think when you really truly find out your true self, then you start to dig down into those things. And then you stop feeling that failure, that sense of, oh, I didn't make it, so I failed. So really, put it in the can this week. Thank God we made it through. Might have had some challenges, might have had some setbacks. But I promise you, if you don't quit, if you just, like DC said last week, if you just suit up, show up, get in the game, something great will happen. So it doesn't matter what happened this week. We just want to encourage you that you take the weekend, start processing. Some people like to journal to get in touch with their inner selves and their inner feelings. Sometimes there's things that we just don't want to share with another person, but we can share by virtue of just writing it down and looking at it in black and white. But whatever the week held, you know what? Thank God we made it into 2013. It's a new year, and it doesn't matter how it started. Because I'm going to tell you, some people had some real setbacks and some real challenges. And if you're not careful, you will let that define how this year is going to be, and it's just not true. It's just like anything else. It was a challenge. It might have been a little bit of a setback. But you know what? If you keep getting up, if you keep doing the next right thing, if you start searching yourself for your own self truth and start being real with yourself, I'm telling you, it is going to make you feel better. It's going to make the environment in which you inhabit better. It's going to make your world better. It's all about knowing yourself. You're on point, everybody.
Attention small business owners. The Louisiana Department of Economic Development and Small and Emerging Business Development Program leaders are meeting in Alexandria on the 30th. Note the date, time, and place. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Best Western Hotel in Alexandria. Intermediaries from around the state will gather to review the Small and Emerging Business Development Program and receive updates on new policies and procedures. These meetings are designed to inspire, encourage, inform, and excite intermediaries as they look for ways to better support your business. You'll hear from these leaders: John W. Matthews, Executive Director, Louisiana Economic Development Small Business Services; Stephanie Reed, Louisiana Economic Development Business Development Officer; Joe Page, Chief Diversity Officer, City of Alexandria; and Martin Johnson, President, Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. Important information to help you succeed with your small business. This program is administered and supported by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation and the City of Alexandria, and is co-sponsored by the Greater Alexandria Downtown Development Authority.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team in Bunkie. You can phone them at 318-346-2540. In Opelousas, the number is 337-942-9939. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. And DC, I was talking about getting the new year off to a rough start. And I know you've been just a little bit under the weather with sort of like, not really flu-like, but kind of cold-like symptoms. So you've had...
probably because I went fishing and didn't go to church.
When did you just...
I'm going to church. I ain't miss...
Have you been sitting there thinking that?
You ain't got to worry about me with that. Oh. I will not be fishing on Sundays unless I, you know, make a planned weekend. You know, uh-huh. I'm going away for the weekend. But, you know, no more just deciding Sunday morning I'm going to get up early. No, I'm not doing that.
Okay, so did you want
optimal today?
Did you want to repent
Sunday
again?
Last Sunday was just optimal.
Did you want to repent again? Is that why?
Well, you know, I went out there and caught a cold. How did that go out there and all that cold? You know, I needed to be under the blood out there.
Well, you were under the blood because I was praying for you at church.
I don't know. I might have left from under the blood when I went out.
No, 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 no.
No, I should have been at church.
And so you've kind of been just a little bit under the weather with a little bit of a head cold. And so what does that do for your week?
Well, it makes
in other areas.
You know, you just got to press in and keep rolling. Mm-hmm. You know, like we tell our son, you know, you can't just because you get a little down, you can't just stop.
Right. You got to stay in the game. You still got to suit up.
Still got to suit up.
I'm
going to be out there Saturday morning.
Are you?
See if I can rustle them up.
No,
I won't be
you're
going Sunday.
Not. No, you're not. And I don't think you should go tomorrow because it is really cold. And I think that's
the
where.
The colder, the better.
That's where a lot of.
Just bundle up nicely.
And
I need to get a heater for the boat. I'm going to go check that out after the show.
And so, you know, you heard me talking about New Year's resolutions and those resolving to do things. And, you know, the more I talk about it, the more I think that I don't necessarily believe in making a swooping sort of decision because it's New Year's or New Year to resolve to do anything. I think that, you know, I think it sets people up for failure.
Well, you know, not all the time. I mean, sometimes people decide to make those resolutions, but they've been pondering it for months. So, you know, if you're mentally prepared and you take it a little bit at a time, one day at a time, you know, you can do anything. I mean, you can break any habit.
I believe that, but I believe that when you make that declaration, I think it sets you up for people saying, oh, thought you were going to be exercising 3 or 4 times a week, and it's too cold, and so you don't want to go out to the gym. Or
well, that's why you have to have a plan. You have to have a plan.
Okay,
you have to have
good.
A plan of action. You know, if you were planning on starting to exercise in the new year, you have to have a plan to exercise. You can't just say, I'm going to start exercising, and then when it's time to exercise, you don't know what equipment you're going to use, where you're going to go, what you're going to do. All that has to be drawn up on the board before you actually start doing it. For instance, if you were planning on starting to exercise and that was your New Year's resolution, you needed to have had a whole plan together of where you're going to exercise, mm-hmm. what type of equipment you're going to be using, when you're going to do it, what are you going to do if you're going outside, what are you going to do when it rains? Absolutely. You got to, but you have to have a plan of action in place, mm-hmm. and you have to stick to the plan. And by the time you do it for 30, 60 days, it becomes a normal deal.
But the thing of it is starting a new year, D.C., and everybody's intentions are good. But starting the new year, a lot of things happen. The weather was really cold. It was really rainy. And even for those people who joined a fitness club and they said, I'm going to join a fitness club because I know when I pay my money, that means I'm going to go. Right. But it was still raining, and it was still cold, and you still had to get to the fitness club.
Well, the most important thing I can say, Carlette, is you can't beat yourself up. If it didn't go exactly like you wanted it to go, just start over right there on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's progress rather than perfection. If you started doing something, mm-hmm. then you're making progress. Because last year you didn't do anything. Remember? We didn't do anything. Now we're picking up a couple of weights. We're starting to walk a little bit. It's very, very important to know that you have to ease into this type of stuff. You know, if I've not exercised in 10 years, I'm not going to just start New Year's Day and I'm going to be running a marathon or 7-8 miles. I may have to walk a quarter of a mile.
Right.
Or very less. Slowly.
Mm-hmm.
Right. 2 blocks.
Mm-hmm.
But the key is to start somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get started, you work, iron those kinks out. The next day, you're motivated. You say, okay, I'm going to walk a quarter of a mile instead of 2 blocks.
Mm-hmm.
You walk that quarter of a mile. The next day, you may do that 3 or 4 days. And then next week, you may decide, you know what, I'm going to walk 3/4 of a mile.
Mm-hmm.
Skip the half a mile because you're feeling good now. You're getting more mentally ready. Your mind is made up. You know this is what you want to do. But you got to get in and start doing it.
Mm-hmm. But don't you think, though, even with all of that and making resolutions and having good ideas about what to do in life, don't you think that all that is connected to knowing yourself and really understanding the real you?
Well, of course. I mean, you have to know yourself. I mean, that's a whole nother conversation right there, Mother. But we're talking about your New Year's resolution.
I know it, but I think that they tie in. I think that they tie in because I think that what people, well, this is why, let me tell you, because I think that people that continually, year in and year out, and even month in and month out, who resolve, all it is resolving to do something, that resolve to do something, and they just never quite get there. I think there is something within that prevents you. And I think that, you know, you want those things. You want to be slim, or you want to not procrastinate, or you want to start your business or whatever. But I think it's something deeper.
Right. And those people have to identify what it is, and they have to break that cycle.
There it is.
They have to break that cycle of what is it that's stopping me from being the best me that I can be. And
I think that's exactly on point.
Right. They have to find it,
mm-hmm.
break it, and move on through it, push through. That's what I said.
That is what's on point.
2.5 minutes
to close. Yeah, there it is. I knew if we kept digging and digging, we'd find it. Find out what it is, what your barriers are, what's holding you back, what's keeping you from being the best you, the most fit you, the most, you know, the most you, whatever it is. This is our year. This is our year. And a lot of people have made that declaration, and we just don't want you to quit because this week maybe didn't go the way that you had hoped that it would. This is 1 week. 1 week. So guess what? You can wipe your slate clean, do you see, and start afresh and anew. Because I know a lot of people are going to have to wipe their slates clean just from this week.
Amos just sent a text saying, fishing is good exercise.
What? So like,
especially
what?
When you're pulling out those pole benders on both sides of the boat.
Oh, okay. So that's like your weightlifting, huh?
Yes, indeed.
Or is it like...
I agree, Amos.
Or is
Happy
it...
New Year to you and Barbara. Down there in the big city of Natchez, Louisiana.
Absolutely. Or is it the troll motor leg? Is that working your...
No,
your...
I figured out a new way to work with a troll motor.
Okay. Leg. So it's the pole benders. It's lifting those fish out of the water left and right, huh?
Lifting up those 1.5-2 pound white perch.
Okay. So
constantly, all day.
Good exercise. Well, this is the message for today. It doesn't matter how your week went, how it started. It's over. It is the weekend, after all. And so guess what? Enjoy it and know that, God willing, we make it into next week, He'll give us grace to start all over again. And that's the beauty of it all. That is the beauty.
Don't be fishing during church time.
Are you just want to use that opportunity to whip yourself?
No, I just want to make sure I don't do it again.
Okay, so you just need to keep reiterating.
Yeah.
Don't fish on
how
Sunday.
How optimal the weather is, don't do it.
No matter how good the weather is, no matter how much your wife says, honey, you think you ought to go out there?
because you're going to catch a cold.
Oh, y'all, it's been a great week. We hope that your week has been. And if it hasn't, well, guess what? It'll be all right. Stay encouraged. Thank you guys so much for spending your morning with us, the very best part of your morning with us, right here on the official OPT Network. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, we love you. God loves you more than that. Love yourself, and don't forget to be the change that you want to see. We'll see you right back here on Monday. Have a great and a safe weekend.
You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network.